You know, you pour concrete, it sets into solid rock, and for a while it looks totally permanent.
Oh yeah, completely indestructible.
Right, but give it a few years, maybe a couple of freeze-thaw cycles, and you inevitably end up with those, you know, jagged cracks splitting your
Oh,
driveway.
absolutely. It happens every time.
It really does. So today we're doing a deep dive into a comprehensive installation guide from Hunter Pavers. It's written by stone specialist Unika Blake. And our mission today is to uncover the hidden engineering beneath outdoor spaces, to figure out why pavers can actually outlast poured concrete by decades.
Yeah, and the secret isn't really the stone itself, is it? It's the invisible base and sand layers underneath doing all the work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we expect structural longevity to require like absolute rigidity. But this guide details a system where those invisible sublayers are doing the heavy lifting by actually allowing for movement.
Right, they're accommodating the stress rather than just rigidly fighting it.
So before laying a single stone, the guide specifies excavating like 6 to 8 inches of soil. Which, I mean, displacing that much dirt just to stop a few puddles seems, I don't know, it seems like overkill, especially if you're just putting in a walking path.
It does sound extreme, but you really have to account for hydrostatic pressure and seasonal shifting.
Okay, so what does that actually mean for the ground?
Well, if you just drop stones right on raw dirt or topsoil, water's just going to pool underneath them.
Oh, and then when it freezes, it expands.
Exactly. It expands, pushes the soil up, and completely buckles the surface. I mean, that tension is exactly what snaps a rigid concrete slab right in half.
Wow. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So digging down and adding, say, 3 to 4 inches of crushed gravel, it fundamentally changes how the ground behaves under load.
Because the gravel actually drains the water instead of, you know, trapping it like soil would.
Yes, exactly. And it also creates an incredibly dense anchor. You hit that crushed stone with a plate compactor, forcing the angular pieces of gravel to physically interlock.
So they sort of bite into each other.
Yeah, they lock together. It forms this stable, unyielding matrix that distributes the vertical weight of, say, a 2-ton vehicle outward. It neutralizes all the unpredictable nature of the raw soil underneath.
Okay, so the gravel establishes our rigid anchor, but the next step is spreading a 1-inch layer of sand right on top of it.
Right, the bedding sand.
Which is confusing because if the goal is stability, adding a loose particulate feels totally counterintuitive. I mean, wouldn't the sand just wash out or like create a slip and slide effect between the gravel and the heavy pavers?
It totally would be a slip and slide if we used fine beach sand.
Oh, okay. So it's a specific type of sand.
Yeah, the guide specifically mandates coarse sand. Those larger, jagged silica particles physically grind against the bottom of the pavers and the gravel base, creating really high friction. You
Interesting.
lightly compact it to act as a leveling bed, sure, but more importantly, it functions as a structural cushion.
A cushion. It actually makes me think of like the cartilage in a human knee.
Oh, that's a great comparison.
Yeah, because it's not soft like a pillow, but it's dense and just pliable enough to allow the rigid bones, or in this case, the individual pavers, to articulate and absorb shock without shattering.
That is the exact mechanism at play, because rigid materials crack when they can't bend under tension. The coarse sand cushion allows these interlocking pavers to settle snugly and, shift
Right,
microscopically.
literally, microscopically.
Yeah. Furthermore, as sand works its way up into the joints between the stones, it creates lateral friction. The stones lock together horizontally, dispersing weight across the entire surface rather than just concentrating it on a single point.
So when you're looking at your own driveway, or maybe you're planning a DIY garden path this weekend, just keep in mind that a durable, crack-free surface isn't about buying the heaviest stone.
Right, it relies entirely on the unseen prep work, the strong gravel anchor, and the flexible sand cushion.
Yeah, they work in tandem.
It forces a shift in how we think about structural integrity, really. The stone survives the pressure of a vehicle or a deep freeze, specifically because the foundation is engineered to bend, not resist.
It really makes you wonder how that principle of like flexible strength applies elsewhere.
How do you mean?
Well, if a driveway survives because it's engineered to absorb stress rather than rigidly fight it, maybe that same architecture of flexibility should be built into our modern buildings, or even, you know, the rigid systems and routines we design in our everyday
Oh,
lives.
wow. Yeah.
Maybe true longevity isn't about being unbreakable, it's about engineering the capacity to bend.